This is Business Spotlight on 970 WGTK.
This is Business Spotlight on 970 WGTK, and I'm Gary Clark. And in the studio today, we have Chris Hadley from Hadley Sign Solutions. Chris, welcome to the show.
Great. Appreciate being here.
We're glad to have you here today. Tell us all about Hadley Sign Solutions. How long have you been doing this?
Well, I've had my business a little over 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. I have been in this business for 27 years. I'm actually third generation.
Oh, okay.
And my dad's dad started in this business, retired after 35 years as a neon tube bender.
Was that right?
That's correct. And he taught my dad after that, and so that's how I got in the business back in the mid-80s.
So was your dad a tube bender, too?
He is. He's retired now,
yeah.
And he's enjoying retired life. So.
And how about you?
No. I got a long ways to go. Long ways to go. So.
I'm sure there's a lot of training and a lot of trial and error when it comes to bending glass like that and making neon signs.
It is. My grandfather told us back when we were kids that he went through school for 3 years to learn it.
Wow.
He taught my dad in a little over 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried it, and you'll burn your fingers a lot of times before before you can get it right. So there's a lot of trial and error that goes with it.
As far as the sign business goes, though, it's still a pretty healthy industry, isn't
it?
Yeah. I mean, technology has not replaced the standard neon sign, has it?
Well, actually, neon has kind of gone out of the way a little bit.
Oh, it has.
LED industry has kind of come in and taken hold of it about 12 years ago.
Yeah.
So LED is becoming the new wave anymore. With sign industry.
And I'm sure that you all do a lot of work with LEDs
at
your sign company.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we do.
Well, let's have some examples here of what you've been doing.
Okay. We do a lot of channel letters. If you go to a lot of these shopping centers anymore, a lot of the signs on the front of buildings have individual letters.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago, those letters used to have neon in them. Well, of course, LED has taken that over.
Right.
They're cost efficient, a lot cheaper to run for the customer.
Is it a lot cheaper to buy, too, than buying neon tubing and things like that?
Actually, it's probably not. It's probably about the same cost.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's a lot more efficient when it comes to electricity usage,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's for the customer in the long run, it's a whole lot cheaper to run.
Yeah. None of those high-voltage transformers involved with
exactly.
LED technology.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who are some of your big clients around town?
Well, I do a lot of work for Kroger
here
in town. I have been for a number of years since back in 1994 when I first got in with them with my dad's company. I do a lot of work for Kentucky Telco, L&M Federal Credit Union, some of the bigger credit unions around town, Paul Simon Realtors, some of my bigger clients. But, of course, I do a lot of mom-and-pop type.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that because I've got some notes here, and it says that you install custom signage for a lot of mom-and-pop type businesses.
Uh-huh.
Give me some examples here.
Well, I'm currently right now in the process of doing one for Sugar Bakers Consignments.
Oh, yeah.
They're a company here locally, started several years ago by a husband and wife team, and they're in the process of moving to a new location that we're doing out at the Forum Center on Hurstbourne Lane.
Yeah.
And we've been doing a lot of work in that shopping center. So they're a mom-and-pop type business that's been around that we do, just for example, signage for.
You know, I was just thinking about, you know, you said your grandfather was in the business and your father was in the business. You know, a lot of times, a lot of kids really don't nowadays want to follow in their father's footsteps. What made you different from everybody else and wanting to get in the sign business?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I tried college for 2 years. That didn't work out for me back in the 80s.
Yeah, it's not for everybody, no.
It's not. I decided to come home, and I'd always heard my grandfather talk about the business, and it intrigued me.
Mm-hmm.
So when my father had the opportunity to learn it, I figured, you know, what the heck? Let's give it a shot and see if we can make this roll. And I did. I fell in love with it. And I'm a people person. I love to sell and have in this industry for a long time. That's how I first started in, was selling for my dad.
Now, you do other things in addition to signs at Hadley Sign Solutions here. I've got that you specialize in parking lot and building light maintenance.
Yeah, that's
okay,
correct.
Okay, tell us a little about it. Is part of that with parking lots, snow removal, maybe?
No.
No, you don't do that?
No, not snow removal. We stay away from
okay.
that stuff.
Okay, so don't call Hadley Sign Solutions if you've got snow in your parking lot, okay?
No. But what we do is, I think what makes us a little bit different than other sign industries, I have a brother that I work with. He's a licensed electrician.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're able to go in and relight a lot of the parking lot lights. We do a lot of that work for Kroger.
Mm-hmm.
It's a safety issue.
Right.
So when customers come out, they want to feel safe when they come out to the parking lot to their car, and having a badly lit you know, parking lot is it's a safety hazard.
That's bad for business, too.
It's bad for
business.
It sure is, yeah. So we do a lot of that and building light maintenance. And I think that's what makes us a little bit different. That's kind of our bread and butter.
Do you think that the lighting of parking lots, I know you have a lot of, getting a little technical here, you know, mercury vapor and stuff. Mm-hmm. Are they moving toward LEDs in parking lots now, too?
Some have.
Yeah.
Some are still using
mercury.
It's still
pretty expensive technology,
it
though,
is.
Right?
Yeah, it sure is. Kroger, I know a lot of their fuel stations, they've gone to the LED lighting underneath the canopies. But a lot of your old shopping centers and things like that are still using mercury vapor and metal halide and those type of lamps. So.
Yeah, let's see. The mercury vapor is the one that's kind of got a bluish tint, and the other's got kind of a, I guess an amber tint to it.
It does. We call it kind of a warm tint.
Yeah. You're listening to Business Spotlight on 970 WGTK. We're with Chris Hadley from Hadley Sign Solutions. He's been in the sign business for a long time, has his own company now, and in addition to signs, they also do parking lot and building light maintenance. And let's hear the story about your Cincinnati job, and you ran into some problems with the zoning up there, but you guys... You put a lot of extra effort into this.
Sure did. I've got a friend of mine here, Chris Taylor with Taylor Homes, has several locations throughout the around the 8-state area, and he had contracted with us to go up and move a sign for him. Well, it was through the state, and we thought that the permit issues had been worked out, so we went to move the sign, and they put a stop hold on the job because we didn't have the proper permits. So I had to make several trips up there to take care of the permit issues for this type of job.
You became very familiar with I-71, didn't you?
I did. And sometimes it's not always a fun drive on 71.
No, it's not. Especially up around Carrollton,
exactly,
through that area. Yeah,
because I live up that way, so I know what it's like. But yeah, in the sign industry, we have to get sign permits. For any type of sign that you put up, you have to have a sign permit.
Oh, is that right?
You sure do. And a lot of times, even just moving a sign, and you still have to get a permit, even though you've got an original permit. So that's the government for you. You know,
I can see that.
Yeah. Wanting their fair share, which I understand. It hasn't changed, and I don't think it ever will.
No. Everybody's got their hands out. So if somebody's thinking about changing the signage, they buy a business and they want you guys to come in and change the name of the company and put a new sign up, then you have some legal areas that you have to take care of before you start putting the signs
up.
A
lot
right?
of times, you sure do. If a customer buys an existing location that might be maybe has a sign cabinet, and the only thing they want to do is change a face, a lot of times they don't have to have a sign permit to do that. But if they want to put up a brand new sign, then yeah, they have to get a sign permit anytime that you put a sign up, whether on the building, out near the road, anything like that.
But you guys, I mean, you take care of that.
We do. That's part of our service that I take care of for the customer.
I bet that's the fun part of the service.
It is. It is. I've dealt with them for so long down at Louisville Metro. I mean,
they know you. You know them. You know their kids.
I do. So yeah. We've dealt for, there's a few people down there I've dealt with for a long time. So I pretty much know the regulations. I mean, they're changing like anything else.
Sure, yeah.
But not as much as they used to. I think they've kind of got it where they've narrowed it down, and it's pretty flexible.
Chris Hadley is our guest here, Hadley Sign Solutions. You have a pretty big company? Quite a few employees?
Actually, it's just myself, and I subcontract out to my brother.
Oh, okay. All right.
My brother,
and he's the licensed electrician.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He's a licensed electrician, and so I subcontract out to him to do my service and installation.
Yeah, okay.
He has the trucks and inventory, and when I got into this business, I didn't want to get into all that headache, and decided to let him keep that part of it, and I take care of the customers, do the sales, and have him do all the hard labor.
Well, take me through the process here real quickly. Let's say that I want to open a brand new business. I want to open Gary's Record Shop.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a storefront in Hikes Point somewhere, one of the shopping centers there. Mm-hmm. But I want a sign. So I call you up. Take me through the process.
Normally, a customer call up, they'll have an idea maybe of what they want.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, I have to go out to do a survey of the location. I have to figure out what kind of a sign that we can put up as far as dimensionally to the regulations according to zoning.
Yeah.
And so we'll go out. I'll do an initial site survey, come back, usually give the customer a call or shoot them an email, and ask for their logo. We'll put a design together. A lot of times in that design process, they might tweak a couple things. put pricing together, and submit it to the customer, and we just go from there.
So how long does the whole process usually take for on average?
On average, from start to finish, from survey to, let's say, if we sell the job to them, usually about 5 to 6 weeks.
Okay. All right. So just getting the, and you know, we've been talking all this time and haven't even given the contact information yet. And I don't want to keep you from getting some business here. So let's have all the contact information.
Well, they can reach me at Hadley Sign Solutions at gmail.com. That's my email. Mm-hmm. Contact phone number is 502-419-7228. And that can be reached at either one of those. You'll get me and talk to me personally. And one thing that I like about this business, especially owning it, is I'm able to take care of the customer the way I like to take care of the customer, mm-hmm. the way I want to be treated.
Right.
And so when they talk to me, they're going to talk to me from the very beginning to the very end.
Okay.
And I want to make sure the customer is happy with what they receive and
sure.
what they were promised.
Can you make me a yard sale sign? Thinking about having one next summer. I'm giving you plenty of notice.
Well, I hate to tell you this. We don't do those type of signs.
You don't do yard sale signs,
no.
huh?
No, we don't.
And you don't have like any of those signs that you hook on the back of a vehicle and they've got like three or four light bulbs that flash. And
no, we don't do those either.
you do the good stuff.
I do the good big stuff.
All right. We are talking with Chris Hadley from Hadley Sign Solutions, and we've got a little less than a minute left here on Business Spotlight on 970 WGTK. So once again, I'm going to let you give all that contact information and anything I might have forgotten to mention.
Okay. Again, you can reach us at HadleySignSolutions@gmail.com or contact me at 502-419-7228. And look forward to if anybody ever has any questions, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
I can answer any questions about signs if they're wanting to know about permitting. We do free estimates. We do free design. So whenever I submit a design to a customer or a proposal, it's all free up front.
You just said the magic word.
Oh, yeah.
Free. That's the magic word.
You don't get free very often nowadays, so better throw that in there.
Chris Hadley has been our guest today from Hadley Sign Solutions here on 970 WGTK. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.